Lies. Teenage boys are terrible liars. Guys, we were terrible liars. You know why? We didn't care about quality. Quantity. Quantity. They just keep heaping stupid shit on top. Like when my son's lying to me, I've told him once, hey man, stop. You're making me stupid. Like, you're not in trouble, but get the fuck out of here. You want to hear here's the worst lie he's ever told me. Ready for this? He used to keep a bottle of Jergens lotion by his bed. I think we all know why the Jergens was there. My wife comes into our room one day and goes, can you ask him to move the Jergens? So I walk into his room. I go, hey, man. And he goes, yeah. I said, can you move the Jergens? It's really grossing your mom out. And he looked at me and he goes, I'm not allowed to have dry skin. I said, is it on your dick, man? Because you're pulling it too much, man, if it's dry. You know what else I know about your son? His room smells real bad. Every teenage boy's room is like a weird combination of feet, onions, and semen, like all together. Oh, if you think that's gross, I'm going to tell you something worse. So here we go. You ready for this, guys? This is maybe the grossest thing that ever happened to me. So I'm walking into my son's room and say his bed is like right here. And I'm walking into his room and I go, hey, man. He goes, hey, I wouldn't step on that sock. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, you got to put your nut rag in the hamper like everybody else. You know what I mean? It looked like there was a pencil under a sock is what it looked like. And it was sharp. Like you could have killed someone in jail with that sock. Like a shank sock. Ha! He almost got my fucking foot pregnant. Like, it was sharp. He smells. But you know what I did to him? Guys, I like to fuck with my kids. And so the sock incident, 3 months after the sock incident, was his birthday. And so on his birthday, I bought him a 12-pack of silk socks. With a note on it that just said, treat yourself. You gotta be good to you know what I mean?
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Kendrick, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
More Josh Wolf. I know you said you were gonna check him out. I don't know if you have yet or not, but
I am. Yeah,
he's fucking hilarious is what he is.
Yeah, he is. He's good.
Speaking of shitty kids, god damn it, fucking Toby the other night, that bastard. we have dinner every night as a family. We all sit down and everybody goes over their day, you know, what they did at school, blah blah blah. And I think Bella was talking about in science they're doing Newton's laws, and Toby goes, oh, like gravity. And I said, yes, what goes up must come down. And he goes, except for your age, you're old.
That kid's amazing.
Me and Tasha's looked at each other. It was that fucking glaze into each other's eyes of like, don't fucking laugh because he's going to know it was funny and he'll keep going. But, and then we just blurted out, like, where the fuck did you get that? And it was something he saw on one of his shows, and I'm like, that's it, you're grounded. They don't talk like that on fucking Blue's Clues. That's what you get from now on. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Daniel Tiger, Blue's Clues, that's it.
You're just mad because he's turning out like his dad.
I'm the funny one in the family, so maybe I feel threatened, and that's okay.
I mean, that's good. I mean, he's you know.
Yeah,
he's bringing the funny.
And every day he comes home with some new knock. He nailed Tosh with the knock knock. Who's there? Interrupting cow. Tosh is like, interrupting cow. Moo!
Congrats.
he nailed her with it the other day. I knew it was, like, I've heard that one numerous times. I knew what was coming, but I don't know if she had or she forgot or wasn't paying attention because the kid never shuts the fuck up. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. And little fucker's a ham. Did you see him today? Did you see the pictures I posted on Instagram?
I saw the pictures. Those are pretty good pictures.
So
he looks good.
Yesterday he gets home from school and I'm like, hey, buddy, tomorrow's picture day. What are we going to wear? And he goes, something with a bow tie. What? Something with a bow tie. I'm like, we don't have a bow tie. We can go to
get one.
We can go to the store and get a bow tie. So guess he went to the store and got him a fucking bow tie. And that's how he rocks school today. Dress shirt, bow tie, pair of jeans, call it a day.
He's getting his own style, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that it is. So today is also National Podcast Day.
Yes.
As it seems like they have a fucking national day for everything now.
Oh, they do.
Like everything.
Isn't there a National Masturbation Day? Or is that just every day? That's just every day.
I'm going to see if they can. National Day calendar. They do have one. Let's see. Like, because what was it? Monday was Daughter's Day and Tuesday was Son's Day. And I think.
Yeah, I missed the Son's Day. I didn't catch that until it was too late. I did post something for Daughter's Day, but my daughter doesn't have Facebook, so.
According to this calendar, today is National Mud Pack Day. What the fuck is that? Oh, wait, it's a bunch of national days. It's National.
I think that's a butt thing.
It's National Mud Pack Day, National Love People Day, National Hot Mold Cider Day, National Chewing Gum Day, National Orange Shirt Day. What the fuck? Like, who gets to decide this shit?
I don't know.
National. Maybe that's not a good site because it just it just popped up and said something bad.
What did it say?
I don't know. I probably just got hacked.
Sweet.
Yeah. So
and then May 7th is National Masturbation Day.
May 7th.
Yeah. Don't know why, but.
Well,
I was kidding. I was like, you know, there's got to be one, though. So I looked it up. There is May 7th. It's actually International Masturbation Day.
There's 320 September holidays. What in the fuck?
It's crazy.
Like, these are the ones we've missed so far this month. Just a few. We have
them all. September 30th.
Chicken Boy Day.
The fuck is Chicken Boy Day?
I don't know. It's an American Appreciation Day. I don't know. Waddle Day?
Waddle, like a duck?
W-A-T-T-L-E. It's a conservational environment thing.
Weird.
National Lazy Moms Day.
Not every day.
They list Beyonce's birthday in these national days here.
Well, you know, I mean. She is the queen, isn't she, or something?
We miss National Pet Rock Day.
Oh, man. I always wanted one of those. My parents said I wouldn't take care of it.
Like all these days, and then they put in fucking Rosh Hashanah. Grandma Moses Day. I miss National Beer Lovers Day.
Pay more attention.
Tell me this one. This just cracks. Texas Energy Savings Day.
Yeah, they need that one.
Didn't they have it when all their shit got shut down?
Yeah.
Oh.
They shut everything down because everyone was using their AC too much.
Swap Ideas Day?
Isn't that just Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah. Hug Your Hound Day?
No, he smells bad.
I don't have a hound. My fuck-faced dog today, though, fucking took a chunk out of my face. Had Toby in tears because my whole side of my face was covered in blood.
Oh, no. Why did Cece do that?
He's got just... And we just had him cut, too. And so they're, like, rugged, but the... Like, Velociraptor fucking claws.
Oh, yeah.
And we were playing tug-of-war, and he just caught me. Like, I was down on the ground with him with the fucking rope, and he caught me.
He was just having fun and got you.
National Play-Doh Day. We missed that one.
No, everyone loves Play-Doh.
Here you go, buddy. September 16th, I celebrated it very well. Stay away from Seattle Day.
Really? There's a stay away from Seattle Day?
Yes, there is. Yes.
I try to make that every day.
Yes, there is. It's National Stay Away from Seattle Day.
It's gotten so bad. I'll go up 4 or 5 just to stay away from Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you at all. Rice Krispie Treats Day. I missed that one. That fucking sucks. It's the only thing marshmallows are good in.
Yeah, because marshmallows are disgusting.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
something
and I don't
agree on.
I don't even think I like Rice Krispie, like homemade Rice Krispie Treats, because the marshmallow is so prominent. But whatever preservatives they put in it when you get the packaged one.
I've never had a problem with them, but I think it's because when my family makes them, they use so much butter that you can't taste the marshmallows.
Oh, my grandma was fucking jar that whatever the fuck it was, Jiffy Puff or whatever.
Puff or whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, September 21st, World Alzheimer's Day. I forgot about that one.
I think everybody has it forgot about it, too.
Oh, sorry. That was my dad joke of the day.
Yep, that was bad.
Yeah, I'm just reading some of these. What is energize? Not energize, energize. INNERGIZ.
I don't know.
I don't either. I guess I could.
Some kind of exercise you do with a partner?
Possibly.
Inner exercise?
I don't know. You got another computer there. You can, what the hell is energize?
Energize?
INNERGIZE. It says it's a special interest lifestyle. Woo. Oh, man, we missed Redhead Appreciation Day.
Oh, we would have had to call Jesse.
Oh, God, I thought it said German Shepherd Sandwich Day. It's just German Sandwich Day.
Electrolyte replacement.
Yeah.
No, it's an electrolyte replacement. It's like noon or like Gatorade.
Okay. Fish Amnesty Day.
Monster, but it's supposed to be good for you.
What was today? Today's the 30th. Let's
today actually would be my grandmother's 100th birthday if she was still alive.
Wow.
She would have been 100 today.
That's old.
Yeah.
Today's also International Blasphemy Rights Day.
Okay, I like that one. I'm all about the blasphemy.
Today's International Podcast Day. It's also International Translation Day. National Chewing Gum, the Mold Cider, Love People.
What? I deal with the hot mold cider. Love People Day. No, I don't like that one.
Mud Pack Day.
I'm telling you, that's an anal thing.
The picture is like somebody getting a mud wrap on them.
Orange Shirt Day. So it's an awareness in Canada.
Yeah. So, you know what? I think I saw that on TikTok. I didn't know what the fuck it was for.
I don't know what the awareness is. Awareness of Canadians? I mean, I don't know.
All right, where? Is tomorrow really October 1st?
Side effects. What the fuck?
All right, I want...
Side effects. It keeps you alive.
Let's see if we can get ahead of the curve here and see what tomorrow is. If I can.
It's International Copy Day, which is every fucking day.
Yeah. So true. So true. Chinese National Day, International Copy Day, International Day of Older Persons. Ooh, I get to celebrate Tosh. International Black Dog Day, International Fire Pup Day, National Hair Day, National Homemade Cookies Day, National Lace Day. Ooh.
Ooh, lace it.
National Poetry Day, World Smile Day, and World Vegetarian Day.
Well, I won't be celebrating that last one.
No. I probably won't be celebrating the smile one either.
No, I paid a lot of money for that smile, just like you did.
Yeah, but...
Oh, the third! It's National Kevin Day!
Oh, fucking National Kevin Day.
Oh, and it's National Boyfriend Day on the same day. I mean, is Kevin one of those? Does he still have that girlfriend?
It's also Mean Girls Day.
So all three of those are for Kevin.
Yeah. And we'll all come together in unity.
Yes. So October 3rd.
If you read over to the side, that's a German thing.
Which one?
National Unity.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know Germany. Well, I mean, unity in Germany, doesn't that mean something else?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. So, who fucking knows, man? Speaking of unity, this Pacific Northwest is kind of getting it with our sports, huh?
Well, what did I miss?
Well, hockey started, and there's a huge buzz with the Kraken going on. I know we're still preseason, but the buzz is legit.
Yeah?
You know? Last Sunday, there was a Seattle sports game on TV from like 10 a.m. on. The Sounders played on their way to the playoffs. The Storm played, and if they would have won, they would have went to the playoffs, but they lost. The Mariners and then the Seahawks. And right now, for the talk of the fucking town, it's almost October, and the talk of the fucking town is the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
The Seahawks are playing like shit?
Well, yeah, but the Mariners. To me, when baseball's exciting with our home team, I love baseball more than football.
Oh, me too.
But when we're not playing exciting baseball, it's no fun in Seattle to watch.
No, it's not.
And
because part of it too is you lose the fans. The second Seattle starts doing bad, Seattle is a fair weather city. If your team is not doing good, they don't give a fuck about you anymore.
Yeah, the Seahawks, that's not true. We had
the Seahawks not as much, but
we had some lull years, but we were pretty bad through the 80s and 90s and sold everything out, and then we were just hideously horrible for like 3 years and we fucking were dog shit. But those 3 or 4 years we were playing at Husky Stadium, so nobody, you know, nobody can drink.
Man, the Mariners, I mean, they've,
Yeah.
You have to admit, when the Mariners start doing bad, people, and I think what it is because there's so many games. With the Seahawks, you get what?
16. And then playoffs.
Your home games, you only get
eight. Yeah.
8 home games in a year. So, I mean, people are going to pay more to go see those 8 because you only get 8 chances. With the Mariners, you get what? Freaking 81.
Well, baseball's always going to be tough to sell out a full season. I mean, you have your teams that your Yankees do it every night, you know, but I mean, they're not really sold out every night either.
No.
Right. They have way bigger crowds than the Mariners do, but they also have 20 million more people than Seattle does.
Yeah.
But when you go to a game that starts at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night, you know, you're not even getting out of the stadium till 10:30. And then to get through traffic and make it back home, I mean, to go to a baseball game, you got to put away a chunk of about 6 hours.
Yeah.
You know, would travel the game, travel back. And to do that on a school night, weeknight, whatever you want to call it, is tough.
It is.
You know? Now, when the excitement comes, it makes it a little bit better, right? But if you're just going on a random Tuesday night to go watch the Mariners play the Baltimore fucking Orioles when both teams are 30 games under 500, who gives two fucking shits?
Yeah. Then it's just to go drink and have fun.
Yeah. I'd much rather watch it on TV at that point where I can sit home.
I mean, I've been to some of those games. I was at the 116th win. And okay. That was one of the coolest fucking things I've ever been to. It just happened to be that for a couple of years I worked with a guy who had season tickets and he would sell off like 15 at a time. So every year I'd basically buy a 15 pack from him. And that happened to be part of that 15 pack was one of the very last games of the year. And they got the 116th win while me and Amber were there. And it was the freaking coolest thing ever. But then you have other games where it's like, nim, 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 you know, yeah. But.
Yeah. I was at the 95 one game playoff.
Oh.
We sat about four rows from the top of the kingdom in right field. And it was fucking electric.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, it was one of those things. They released some late tickets or whatever, and we scooped them up. But back, still though, to this day, that's the one thing about baseball is you can afford to go.
Yeah.
I mean, right now they're in the middle of a playoff chase and you can get $9 tickets.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I don't go to many football games is because part of the problem is, because we thought about it, because last year, Monday Night Football was on my birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we should go. Let's go. And I looked at tickets, and I'm like, for me and Amber, just to get in the door, not talking about parking, not talking about food, nothing else, was over $250.
Yeah.
I'm like, for $250, I can stay home, have fun, and probably get a blowjob. I mean.
No, you couldn't. Well, that does fall under your ABCs.
It does. But I mean, you know, the blowjob gets a little bit, you know, that gets iffy. But I mean, it's one of those that, I mean, for $250, I mean, I've hit that age where I'm just like, why am I going to spend $250 for 3 hours of entertainment when I can sit at home?
The experience is good. I mean, think about it. You would have spent that if you would have went to Garth Brooks.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have had fun there either.
No, but you would have spent it. You just said, why would I spend it?
Because Amber would want me to, and that's why I did the last time. And you know what I did at the Garth Brooks concert? I watched the fucking Seahawks game on my cell phone.
That's awesome. Oh, he's got sports in low places.
Literally, during the whole concert, I'm watching my cell phone and watching the game.
That's awesome. Yeah, to me, now that price is just, that's crazy. So the experience of a football game, I still like to go, and I know it's expensive, but it's one of those things like I maybe get to go to one game a year, and that's why, right, is because.
I've been to three games in my entire life.
Oh, I've been to a lot more than that, but.
I've been to three football games, not counting the XFL. I've been to a couple of those, which I really wish I would have kept going. That was so much fun.
I heard it's coming back.
I heard too. I mean, from what I understand, I'm hoping it is because I had a blast when I had the season tickets.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've been to when I was, back in like 94, I went twice in that year. And then I went for my work had a, we got a suite one time and I went and watched the game.
Okay.
And watched us get our asses handed to us by the Rams. It was horrible because there's this little bastard in the suite who was a Rams fan and he was like 8 and I was going to chuck him over the fucking side because he wouldn't stop screaming every time they did something good.
I think since, I want to say since my parents started letting us earn money for buying Christmas presents, I bought my dad and Uncle Bill tickets to the Seahawks Raiders every year when they were in the AFC. And I would go. And that was some of the most fun, violent, fights in the Kingdom Concourse. Just all out fucking brawls. And of course, when you're 11, 12, and you're a huge WWF fan, you're fucking loving it.
Oh, I bet.
You know. And then I went to, I had season tickets the whole time they were at UW. Didn't miss a game there. And I think I've been to one game every year. Chris Pickett's, I bought some tickets from him. He's taken me to a few games. Actually, I was with him the day he, I think it was the day that they set him up with his wife. And that was that crazy Jets. It took us like 2.5 hours to get to Seattle. We left at like 5 o'clock in the morning because the snow was 2 feet high. And I think it was Brett Favre's last game, or supposed to be his last game with the Jets. You know, but
yeah,
no, these Mariners, though, as two old baseball guys, you know, are is fucking fun, man.
Well, I just see someone just posted the Red Sox lost, so the Mariners are now sitting in the wild card spot.
No shit. We're a full game up.
Yep.
That's awesome. Is that a full game up or is that tied?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to look.
Because if we were,
I don't know, because it shows, well, if they just, I mean, what I'm looking at now, it may not be up to date because it shows that we're behind the Red Sox.
We were a half game behind the Red Sox going into tonight. We're not playing tonight, but they are. I'm trying to see if I can see a score. Who are the Red Sox playing?
I don't know. But it shows Boston 89-70, Seattle 89-70.
Yes, Baltimore. So we're tied.
So we're tied with them now. So the Yankees, but it says the Yankees are above us.
So they do two wild cards now instead of one.
Oh, okay.
And the wild card guys, I believe, play a one game playoff at that point to go on and face one of the division winners. So, but now a tie, right?
We're the Astros are in the lead again?
Yeah. And as Chris Pickett pointed out today on his Facebook page, is they have not clinched yet. So, mathematically speaking, I don't know what the records are, but mathematically speaking, I believe they have a chance.
What's the magic number?
I no fucking clue. No clue at all. So, let me see here. I think the Mariners have 4 games left is all. Oh, they clinched. I don't. What the hell is Chris talking about?
Chris is nuts.
No.
They just clinched the playoff.
We are 4 games.
I think they clinched the playoff, but not the division.
No, they claim clinched division. Yeah, they got it. The X.
Okay.
Because I think there's only 3 games left. 70-89, we are, that's 159 games. We play 162. Yeah, there's only 3 games left. Houston's up by 4. So,
how many games left?
3. This weekend series is it. And I think fucking Boston's playing the Washington Nationals, who just fucking suck. However, the Baltimore Orioles are the last place team in the American League. And they just beat Boston. The Washington Nationals are pretty close. So, we'll see how it goes. Yeah, right now. What I want to know, and I can't seem to find it here, do they go head-to-head for the tiebreaker? So, if Seattle won out and Boston won out and they finish 92-70. Fuck, the Mariners win one more time. That's 90 wins.
Yeah.
I guess at this point, even if we don't make the playoffs, that's pretty fucking impressive.
It is. I mean, it's one of those things. It's been tough for me. I mean, it's honestly, I don't know if it's COVID or whatever, but I just haven't been paying that much attention. I mean, even football this year hasn't been the same for me. I haven't been really paying. I mean, I totally screwed up this week on fantasy. I didn't even look at my teams to switch my guys around. And I got my ass handed to me because of it. So I don't know. I haven't been paying enough attention to sports. So it's been, I need to pay more attention, I think.
Honestly, I catch the highlights on the Mariners games. I have that extra innings or whatever it was called that T-Mobile did for subscribers free. And it totally sucks because I can't watch the fucking game because it's local, so they're all blacked out. I can watch every other fucking game in baseball, but I can't watch a Mariners game. But anyways, when you put the Mariners as your favorite team, every time the score changes or whatever, I get a notification on my phone. So that's basically how I've kept up.
See, I do that with Yahoo, but I only do it for football.
Yeah. This was because I got that app for or the subscription free from T-Mobile.
I used to do it for baseball, but it got to a point that it was annoying to listen to. The phone would go off nuts.
Yeah. I don't have – my phone's always on silent, so it doesn't really fucking matter, but
– no.
Oh, and Toronto's losing too, right? That's another good thing because they're only a half game behind us.
Yeah.
So we need to get a little distance in between them as well.
It would be nice to see them back in the playoffs. I mean, it's been – I mean, considering my kid has graduated from high school and has never seen the Mariners in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He has not been alive to see the Mariners in the playoffs.
We'd almost graduated from high school and had never seen the Mariners in the playoffs. Their first year in the playoffs was 95. You graduated, what, 96 and me, 97? Yeah, so. Yeah. So, it's the trend, right? It's the trend. Whenever generation turns 18, here you go, Mariners. There's the playoffs, buddy. Now get the hell out of here for 20 years.
And they've had some good teams. It's just always been, you know, they've just missed. Either they really, really miss or they just miss.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a lot of people saying this year has a lot of the feeling of the 95.
I'm gonna say yes and no. The way it's going is a lot of similarities, right? But in 95, you had superstars. They were young, and you weren't sure they were necessarily superstars yet. But you had Randy Johnson coming out of the bullpen in that one-game playoff.
Oh.
You had Ken Griffey Jr. You had Edgar Martinez. You had a rookie Alex Rodriguez.
Isn't that the game where Dan Wilson comes running out and basically just, like, jumps on top of Randy to finish the game?
No, that was his no-hitter.
Okay.
That's...
I've never seen that picture where all of a sudden Dan Wilson, like, jumps on him and, like, cut a...
Oh, it might have. That might have been... I know he did it, too, with
the... He came out of the bullpen basically to win the game, didn't he?
Yeah, he did come out of the bullpen to... I think he got the save or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look it up here real quick, but...
And the double, I remember literally on my knees in front of the couch watching, you know, Griffey round that round third.
Yeah. I mean, we can just go ahead and give fucking chills right now.
Oh, yeah.
And play that bitch. Yeah. After commercial, of course.
After the commercial, of course.
Fuck.
Love a base hit into the gap, and they could win it with Junior speed, the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez. Swung on the line down the left field line for a base hit. Here comes Joy. Here is Junior to third base. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it. It just continues. My, oh, my. Edgar Martinez with a double. Ripped down the line. Jersey at the Kingdom.
There you go.
Whoa. Goosebumps every time. I just remember that.
Something
that's the thing about baseball. When you get a play like that, I mean, you know, not to sound bad, that's our JFK. Like, where were you when he hit the double?
Yeah. One of the things, I'd never seen it on Twitter until today, and it started popping up on my For You page. Mm-hmm. And the Mariners Twitter, or not Twitter, sorry, the TikTok. The Mariners TikTok account has been filming the announcers. I think it's Ron Sims, and I'm not sure who the other guy is. And making some of the calls from the last few games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the same, holy shit, it's so cool. It is so cool because you're watching the excitement as they're calling this home run or calling this. I just saw Ron Sims one calling a double, and you're like, oh my God, it's so, like, they're like little fucking kids again. It's so great.
I mean, could you imagine? I mean, I would so love to see the camera turn around and see Niehaus
making that call.
And just, I mean,
you want to know what I imagine? I don't want to see it because you want to know what I imagine. I think we've already seen it reenacted with fucking Harry Doyle in, what the fuck was that movie?
Major League.
When they win the one game playoff against the Yankees, and he grabs the, so it would have been Niehaus grabbing Rick Riz, just fucking, can you believe it?
Oh yeah,
like just fucking jumping up, like that's how I want to imagine it.
Oh, that's exactly what I imagined, because I mean Niehaus was so animated in his voice, it's like you could just imagine what he was like. Jumping up and down in the studio, just freaking out. Cause I was, like I said, when he hit that ball, I can remember like literally dropping to my knees and watching him like, go, you know,
yeah.
Screaming at the screen, you know, go, 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 you know,
It's one of the things though, man, no matter, I mean, fuck, there wasn't a lot of Mariner fans in 95, just like there's not a lot of Mariner fans today, but you start pulling shit like that. And everybody clamors together. Like, you go to work the next day and it's the water cooler talk.
95 is what turned me into. Because, I mean, I've always been a Mariner fan because I'm from Seattle. It was my team. But some people do know I was an Athletics fan.
Well, we also have that right.
Because
being from Seattle.
Yeah, I was an Oakland Athletics fan, and a lot of people are like, why? And I'm like, because the Tacoma Rainiers
Tigers.
Used to be the Tacoma Tigers,
yeah,
which was in Oakland, and I saw them more than I did the Mariners. So I'd go see them, so I became an Oakland fan because of that. But 95, because I remember I didn't watch Mariner games very often, but my mom, every day in the kitchen when the game was on, the radio was on.
Yep.
My mom was listening to the Mariner game every single day.
My grandma always had a baseball game on. Always.
Yes. The Mariners, if they were playing, they were on the radio. I remember sitting in the kitchen listening to it.
You know, I'd really like to know
Randy Johnson strikes him out to win the American League West.
Yeah. I really like to know what women of that generation, right? Because I know your mom is quite a bit older with you being the baby of so many.
Yeah.
You know, my grandma, there was a lady.
Mom's 78.
Okay. Well, maybe not quite. But anyways, an older generation, right?
Yeah.
My grandma loved baseball. There was a woman at the assisted living home I worked at who actually gave me a lot of old shit that she had. But she, every day, would come in for breakfast or lunch or whatever and do nothing but basically verbatim the game from the night before. And she loved it. She had old scorebooks of her keeping score at the Seattle Pilots' first baseball game. And
I used to name all my fantasy teams was the Seattle Pilots.
Huh? Yeah, that, like, I have that program now. She gave it to me.
Oh.
And it's all written in, like, she kept the score. But what was it? I want to know what it was that drew women to the game. Was it the fact that women played during World War II when the men went to war? Was it you know.
I don't know. I mean, I've always kind of, my mom, I've always wanted that too. But yeah, it was just always, my mom loved watching it.
Yeah.
Listening to it. Because I think it was just, she grew up in that generation where it was all on radio. So they'd listen more than they would, you know, would watch.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I'm sorry. I just had to check my fantasy team. You brought up fantasy and I'm like, oh, fuck. I got a couple guys playing tonight. So.
Nope. It is. Dan Wilson does jump on him and climb him like a tree because I just watched the Randy Johnson case salmon to win that. That was that.
Well, here it is. Let's take a look.
Isn't that the freaking, that weird freaking in the park freaking grand slam thing too? Wasn't that that game? Or was that a different game?
Was that the Vince Colt? No, you're talking the Dan Wilson one?
No, it was like Soto or something.
Oh, I don't.
The left-hander ready. Branding iron hot. The 1-2 pitch. Key inserted. It's over right over the heart of the plate. Randy looks to the sky.
Oh, there it is.
That is covered by the dome and bedlam as the Mariners now erupt.
Ooh, Mark Langston does
Everybody
not look happy.
Charging Randy Johnson out there. And the fans coming out on the field. Security's going to have a problem. But 19 long years.
That guy's getting his ass whooped by cops.
Is over. And the Mariner players now being protected by security. The fans, a fan almost clips Lou Piniella. And the Mariners now are going to have to be escorted off the field by security. But my friends, this is just indescribable.
That year was, like I said, that was the year that made me, I mean, I've always been a Seattle fan. I was always a Mariner fan because, you know, I'm from here and I remember listening to my mom, you know, watch the game or listen to the games. But that year, 95, is what made me a diehard.
Yeah. I think right now it's just, it's really exciting. One, it gives us something different to talk about, right? For a couple of years, especially, it's just been shit to talk about. You can't talk to anybody without it turning into something that nobody wants to fucking talk about.
Yeah.
Yet somehow everybody fucking talks about it. And so around here, it gives us something else to talk about. It really probably helps that the Seahawks are shit right now. They just look like hell.
They do. I mean, they just, I mean, the defense isn't there. I mean, it looks like, you know, Wagner's trying to do it all on his own.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the protection that they gave up at the last game, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I mean,
Russell Wilson hasn't played a second half of football in like 2.5 years.
No, and that was a bad part too. I mean, they did great in the first half, and then the second half, I mean, the defense just gave up, and the offense couldn't do shit.
Same with the week before. It was the same way. Yeah. You know, he does not put together a full game.
No.
He'll play the first half great. And then we'll completely eat shit for about 27 minutes. And then he's like, fuck, we're down by 21. I should probably play again in the last 3 minutes. And fuck it up.
Yeah. Which was the opposite for a long time. A long time it was they didn't do shit in the first half and then come out in the second half and just destroy. And now it's like.
Yeah, I wish that's the way it would go because, you know.
So who knows? I mean, maybe hopefully they'll get their shit together. I mean, hopefully Lou Piniella or not Lou Piniella, freaking Pete Carroll will figure out what the hell and
Sweet Lou, get baby.
Back on track. But I don't know.
Sweet Lou.
I love Lou.
Yeah. Dude, it's been kind of, there's another guy on TikTok I follow. The guy just opens 80s and 90s sports cards. And he'll pull out this pack of like 86 tops and he's opening them and you're like, Spike Owen. Jim Presley,
ooh, yeah.
Alvin Davis. I'm like, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, Mickey Brantley, you know, Phil Bradley, Edwin Nunez, Ray Quinones. And he's just throwing them away. He's like, crap, crap, crap. And I'm like, those are the guys I have all in my sleeves. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's my, those are my guys, man.
Give me the Alvin Davis.
Yeah. Give me the,
Alvin Davis was my guy. He was my guy until Buehner.
Mine was Jim Presley.
Mine was Davis.
Loved Jim Presley, man. And to be honest, I liked Spike Owen, but I think it was more his name. Like, that Spike. Like, Yeah. Fucking Spike, right? Especially back then when weird names weren't necessarily common.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hi, you're listening to Matt and Mike. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Weird names weren't, and we weren't the rarity in our school. That's for fucking sure.
No. If you said Matt or Mike in the hallway, half the hallway turned around and be like, yes.
Yeah, including half women. Like, huh?
Yeah.
So.
Like I said, Benton was almost a Michael. If he had been a girl, I would have named Michael. But that was the only way I would have named a kid Michael, is if it was a girl. But I wanted to spell it M-Y-K-A-L.
Interesting.
But that was the only way. I liked Michael as a girl's name, but as a guy's name, it's just too common. It's...
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are like, are you going to name a kid after you? Fuck no. You know, it's bad enough I gave Connor Michael as a middle name, but...
So if you had a girl, they both would have had the name Michael in some aspect?
Yeah.
Holy shit, toot your own horn.
Oh, yeah. I get that from my dad. Because I have a brother who's... my dad's name's Gerald, and I have a brother named Gerald. And then his nickname is Jerry, and I have a sister named Jerry.
Oh.
He just spelled it different. When he goes by Jerry, it's J-E-R-R-Y, and my sister's J-E-R-R-I.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's funny. It's kind of like the Gene and Gene, right? You can spell girl Gene with a J, and then guy Gene with a G.
And then what's funny, too, is my dad goes by Jerry and doesn't go by Gerald. My brother Gerald goes by Jay. And my nephew, Gerald, goes by JJ. None of them go by Gerald. And JJ had two girls, so he didn't name any of his kids Gerald. So the name ended there.
There you go. There you go. And that is Family Tree History with the Renurse Podcast.
It is. It is, yes.
Oh. I did mention it was...
So you didn't do another Matt.
No. No, Toby was... that's after my dad.
I know.
Yeah. So, my dad wanted to name me Toby, and my mom wasn't having it because I was born right around when Roots came out.
And Toby was, yeah.
And Toby was Kunta's slave name.
Yeah.
So, my mom wasn't having it. As mentioned earlier, National Podcast Day. And oddly enough, I got a message from Nick... at Around Seattle
today. I like Nick. Nick's a good guy.
And it says, let's see here. We had a full conversation afterwards, but he said, get in the studio up in my man cave. Gonna need you fellas to make an appearance sometime. I asked him if he was starting a podcast, and he just said, dug out all the gear. Need a few things besides that. Got everything we need. So I think we have one coming.
That would be cool. I want to know. I wonder what his is going to be about.
He's got a pretty good vast knowledge of a lot of fun topics.
He
so.
Does. That's why I kind of want to know what it's going to be. I think Nick would be a fun one. I'm surprised we've never had him on here because I mean he is
Nick came
I mean,
on here
wrestling, hockey, football. I mean,
Nick came on here,
but wasn't he on here when I wasn't?
I swear he was sitting here with both of us.
Was he?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a bad memory. I might be on Percocets and rum, so.
Now or then?
Right now.
Oh. Percocets and rum.
Yeah. I decided because I have my goal of 100 miles a month. Well, I had 8 miles left. So, stupid me with a cracked rib, I went and ran 8 miles. To keep the streak alive. So I'm still, I did 100 miles this month. That's 15.
Yeah, but at the rate you're going, you're going to have to do 100 on Halloween because you're going to be so banged up.
Yeah, I know. But I wasn't going to let the streak die. Not on my grandmother's, what would have been on her 100th birthday. So I'm like, I'm going to go run 8 miles. So it hurt like hell. I did it in an hour and a half. And then I took a bottle or drank a rum and coke and with Percocet. So
I've been something kicking in.
Yeah, it is. It's starting to kick in. So, starting to feel good.
What's funny is I mentioned something to Tosh last night. I was like, yeah, we're recording tomorrow. And she's like, oh, what time is Mike going to be here? I was like, he ain't coming. And she goes, yeah. Why? I'm like, he hurt his, like, he cracked a rib. Oh, he'll still come over. Like, he's just going to be sitting in a chair. I'm like, yeah, I don't think he will. And then he messaged me today, and I'm like, I didn't think, like, we have the technology that we don't have to push it to do it, you know?
Well, I planned on it, but I had to go up to Anacortes this morning for work. So I went up to Anacortes, and the drive, it's the way I sit in the seat, I put all my weight on my right side, so I end up pushing up against that rib, and every bump I felt, and there was one point that I sneezed, and I literally had to pull over to the side of the road because everything, I saw stars, and everything started going dark, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
No, so.
That is not good at all.
Yeah, I went to the doctor yesterday. And they took x-rays, and they confirmed that I did crack. I did fracture it, so.
You did crack? They confirmed you did crack? Is that what
I cracked my rib, yes. I fractured my rib.
Oh, that you cracked your rib. You just said they confirmed you did crack, and you stopped. Yeah. And I'm like.
No, they confirmed that I cracked the rib.
Speaking of that, I think I saw my first blowjob for crack cocaine.
I mean, were you doing it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was leaving a store at work yesterday in Renton. Go figure. Yeah. Home of our wives.
Yeah.
Enough said. I don't want to get in trouble. And I pull
up. It's gone downhill.
So I'm on Rainier, and I pull out on the 3rd, and I'm at a 7-Eleven, and behind it is a, fucking homeless encampment. And then, what is it, the card room, Freddy's or whatever it is. And there's a bus stop there. And as I drive by, there's a white dude, looks fucking rugged, on his knees, and a black guy standing above him holding the baggie of crack or whatever the fuck it was. And the dude was either blowing him or Eskimo kissing his dick. Like, the only part to this story I don't have like visual of is of a penis, because I did not see that. I went by.
It was in his mouth.
Might have been, but
was it Tyler?
No, way too much hair.
Yeah, he is going bald.
Yes, he is. And isn't he blowing dudes in Vegas right now?
I don't know. Probably, he's down there visiting his real dad.
Yeah, I was gonna say I saw pictures that he was down there in Vegas, so. Oh, I just got another touchdown.
Oh.
I'm now beating, not to sound bad, 31.3 to nothing.
Nice. Yeah, I got lucky. I got reminded that one of my players that was supposed to play tonight was out.
McCaffrey?
And I had him playing, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh! So I had to quickly get him off.
Oh, you're not. You're
shut up.
Oh, your Percocets are my friend.
Shut up.
Oh, now this is good. Now this is good radio. All right. So, as promised from last week.
Yes.
Right. We were going to start. What the fuck did I just watch?
Yes.
And. Did I play the trailer last week? I think I did.
I don't think so.
Huh?
I don't think so, because if you did, I may not have watched it. But
oh, I think I just talked about it, huh?
Yeah, I sent you the picture of my wife while we're watching it.
Well, then for our listeners, we better play the official trailer from Kung Fu and Titties, and then we'll talk about it.
In a world where one man must save one girl, I mean two girls, I mean a bunch of girls, from an evil, evil lord.
The chosen one has come after all these centuries. Right on! If it's a fight he wants, a fight he shall have!
What are you talking about?
Starring Rainn Brown.
I'm an actress.
John Molnar.
My girlfriend is missing. And I'm probably gonna die.
Mike Marino.
You're not even getting better, you're getting worse.
Saragon Odassi.
Fine, I'll show you my tits, just don't do it anymore.
John Archer Lundgren as Zephyros with Bronson Pinchot. And Bronson Pinchot.
Ah, yes.
You need to fight Zephyros. I need to bring you to him.
You Americans are all the same. You're like an armpit without hair.
You're guaranteed to see titties in this movie.
I will possess them!
Zephyros is whacked, man.
Yeah, slow down, tough guy.
You're an idiot.
No, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
No, you're an idiot.
Someone come on!
If you don't see Kung Fu and Titties, there's something seriously wrong with you. Kung Fu and Titties. Making the world a better place, one titty at a time.
It's not a porn, it's just great. That's the motto.
I've seen porn with less boobs in this movie.
I've seen porn with better acting in this movie. So, honestly, I was expecting to me, it's not even the quality of VelociPastor.
No, I mean, VelociPastor, honestly, was better quality in many ways than this was.
Yeah. This is how this film came about. This is my whole thought process. Bronson Pinchot was like, dude, I've been a nothing for fucking ever. Nobody's recognized me since Perfect Strangers. And I used to get laid all the time and I can't now. I need to see boobs. But if
he was great in Beverly Hills Cop.
But if I put out the Craigslist ad for actors for this movie, then it'll look really bad and I'll get bad publicity. So, hey, buddy of mine that I don't take in public because I don't want people to know we're friends, put out a Craigslist ad and tell him you're making a movie. And this is what you got.
It was... I mean, the fighting was almost... The choreography was almost as bad as Karate... Or in Cobra
Iron
Kai.
Fist? No.
It was almost as bad as Cobra Kai's.
Cobra Kai is good fighting.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. We just finally finished the third season or whatever, and I'm just like, yeah, this is.
No, I love Cobra Kai. I'm in.
I'm not. I have the same problem with, like, we've had this conversation. I've had the same problem with it that I have with Karate Kid. I took martial arts for years, and these people are horrible. How they're winning tournaments, the people in their town must really suck ass at karate. So
you see who their dojo masters are.
Yeah. I mean, and Ralph Macchio still cannot fight. His martial arts is horrible. But yeah, Kung Fu was just in titties. I mean, the Kung Fu in that really didn't exist. I mean, it's like even the freaking the gorilla suit guy.
That's pretty awesome. That's the only part I loved.
That was awesome.
It reminded me, every time he came out, it reminded me of Peter Griffin fighting the chicken.
Yeah, but it was just so funny because it was just, you know, even he's like, you're not even getting better. You're getting worse the more we train. And through the whole movie, really, it did seem like his Kung Fu got worse as the movie went on.
His legs were tired. He couldn't get them up. Did you notice his kicks never went above the thigh?
No.
He couldn't get them up. Oh.
It really makes me want to almost, like, you know, just make our own movie because, I mean, we could do better fight scenes than that.
Ooh, I don't know about that, but I'm willing to try.
Well, I mean, we do have a friend who just started their own production company.
Who?
Justin Hunt.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, Two Pups Productions.
I did not know that.
So, yeah, we should definitely. I think, honestly, I think between, like, me, you, Kevin, Nick, I think we could write a fucking great movie.
Kung Fu Titties 2.
There we go. So the only titties you see are mine, yours, yours, Gavin's, and Nick's.
That's what we need to do. We need to take these movies and make our own fucking sequels.
Yeah.
VelociPastor 2, Priest of Extinction.
Yes.
fucking in, baby.
Because that's one thing I always get from watching, like, Cabin's, you know, listening to Cabin's podcast. And they would sit there and he would always talk about how he would do it. And I'm like, dude, just write a movie. So we should write a script and just make the worst. I mean, if you give Lost a passer on something, we could make a script that would just be amazing.
Kung Fu Titties 2, Confusion of Man Boobs.
Yes. That would be fucking amazing. Like, every woman is fully clothed, like, long sleeves, long dresses.
And we wear, like, chap t-shirts, just wear our boobs show.
Yep. Or just walk around in freaking, like, Speedos. That's it. The whole fucking thing. Nope. Just to totally fuck
chap,
with everyone.
Chap t-shirts, because I'm like, I'm too fat. I still wear my shirt in the pool, but my boobs hanging out.
Oh, my God. This is an amazing idea.
So when we did Velocipasture, we recommended it to everybody.
Yeah.
It's just silly fucking stupid.
Silly and it's stupid. It's hilarious.
This one... there's a couple good, like, parts where you're just like, okay, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But Bronson Pinchot as the native, the chief or whatever he was.
Yeah, that's – and people were upset about the Cleveland Indians. This is a lot more upsetting. I mean, it really makes you wonder because, I mean, he played Valky forever and then you realize he's from, like, fucking New Jersey.
Yeah. What, there's no Greeks in New Jersey?
Apparently. I don't know, but yeah.
Is he... he's got to be Greek, right?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think he's Italian. But what do I know? I thought Estonia was just made up in freaking...
Encino Man?
Encino Man for years until I realized it was an actually really fucking country.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one, but then I realized that, like, most people our age thought that was a made-up place. They're like, wait, Estonia's real?
Wow, he went to Yale? He made Kung Fu and Titties and went to fucking Yale?
Yeah.
He went to Yale!
I mean, he's still best known for playing Balky.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Was an Italian... or... his mother was Italian-American, and his father was born in New York, raised in Paris, of Russian descent. Well, you know what's between Italy and Russia? Greece. So, maybe he... let's see if it lists Kung Fu Titties on here.
I mean, Beverly Hills Cop, I mean, he's great in Beverly Hills Cop, but...
oh, it does. It lists Kung Fu and Titties right here.
And he played the beaver.
The beaver.
So I think we need to do this more often. We need to find, have our listeners, you know, Nick and Chris, our two listeners, tell us some crazy movie you want us to watch.
We're going to get, like, Jingle All the Way.
No. Nothing stupid.
Oh, he was in Risky Business? I don't remember that. Been a long time since I've seen Risky Business, so.
And like I said, Beverly Hills Cop, Surge, and he played in, like, I
remember Blame It on the Bellboy. I remember that one now. I'm trying to see, like, this guy's fucking movie list is not very good.
No. Slappy and the Stinkers. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Winning Girls Through Psychiatric Mind Control. That must be Kung Fu and Titties prequel.
That must be.
Hooking Up. Pure Country.
The All-New Adventures of Laurel and Hardy.
Virgin Alexander.
Pure Country 2, The Gift. There was a Pure Country 2?
Yeah, I don't know. He was in the TV show Between Two Women.
Yeah. Oh.
Dumb and Dumber? There was a TV show of Dumb and Dumber? Third Rock from the Sun. Well, his TV credits are a little bit better.
And he did a lot of voices. A lot of voice work.
Yeah. Step by Step. Anything recent? Black Monday.
He was on NCIS.
Ray Donovan. He had a 20-episode run of the Bronson Pinchot Project.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I've never seen it.
He was in Law & Order Criminal Intent, Law & Order Special Victims Unit, Hawaii 5-0.
He's had a lot of, like, you know, one episode here and there of everything.
Oh, my God, he won awards?
Razzies?
He won an award in the best cast for First Wives Club. Ooh, did... Nope. Nope, Kung Fu and Titties did not win any awards.
And I don't... Not surprising.
Yeah, it's definitely a what-the-fuck-did-I-just-watch movie.
It is.
Like, I'll give you that. If you guys want to check it out, I'm not saying it's worth it, because it might not be, but I watched it at 5 o'clock in the morning when I'm up by myself with nothing better to do. It is on Tubi TV, which is a free downloadable app on any of your TV sticks, Apple TV, blah, 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 blah. It costs nothing. You know, I would not pay for this movie.
No.
Nor would I watch it again for free.
It's one of those things, like, usually, you know, I mean, even old 80s movies, you watch them in the, you know, you see the half-naked girls, you get a little excited. This movie was so dumb, I didn't even get excited. I'm like, the boobs even lost. I mean, it was... After a while, like, okay, cool, more boobs.
Now, if you think about this as a late 80s, early 90s movie, and you think back to when where you were, late 80s, early 90s, it probably would have been exciting, but this movie came out in 2016, and it's not that exciting.
No.
It's just not. It was kind of like watching Naked and Afraid with bad actors. Dirty Private Parts.
It was very, very interesting.
Oh, too much. Yes, we'll go with that. Very interesting, to say the least. God, he looks older in this picture from 1987 than he does. It's probably just the picture, but...
Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's see.
I mean,
here.
Even the roles he played in this movie weren't great. I mean, the one where he just sat there and kept farting, it's like, okay, I get a good fart joke, but you've just taken it...
I get a bad fart joke, too. I'm
like... But I mean, not say it's like beating a dead horse. I mean, it just got to a point, like, okay, cool, yeah, you can fart.
Yeah, farting's funny.
It is, but...
No, it is. Farting's funny. And when you're trying to find a silver lining in this fucking abortion of a movie, farting was it, baby. Okay? Farting was it. All right. Well, let's see. Comedy next Wednesday.
Yes. Yes. God damn it. You're going to make me try to remember.
I know.
There.
Come on, Perky.
It's Ricky something. Rachel Lorendo and J.R. Berard. But it was, God damn it. See, and I hate myself for like not remember this because I'm supposed to be the producer. My brain doesn't fucking work. Ricky Armani is hosting. Rachel Afjay is your feature. And J.R. Berard will be the headliner. So.
All right, there you go. That's next Wednesday, Cole Street Brewery, 7 o'clock, free show. Cole Street Brewery, for those that don't know, is down in Enumclaw.
Yep. And then next month is going to be even better. It's Gabriel Rutledge, Rusty, and I'll be hosting it, but I'm only going to do a couple minutes up front because you got Rusty and Gabe. You don't need to see me.
Very true. About the not seeing you part.
Yeah.
All right, Perky. All right, guys. A lot of fun tonight.
It was.
Check out Titties and Kung Fu, or
Kung Fu and Titties.
Whatever.
And let us know if there's any crazy, stupid ass movies that you guys want us to watch, and so we can keep this "What the fuck did I just watch?" segment going and find some other.
Oh, we'll find. Dude, I'm telling you, Tubi TV. Just download it and scroll through there. You'll find something, and then let me know.
Well, there's one I've been wanting to watch because the other show I do, Rabbit Hole. One of the people I talk to all the time, she's an actor. and she did a movie called Amityville Island, and I've been wanting to watch that one, and it looks bad. So I want to watch that one.
We're in for the bad ones, so
yeah.
All
so
right,
I might watch Amityville Island. I'll let you know how bad it is. I saw it on Tubi too. So
perfect. Perfect. All right, guys. All that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Like the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.